Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's 5 days since the CEO of United Healthcare was shot and killed in New York City. And ABC's Aaron Katursky says authorities still have not determined a motive or identified the suspect.
United Healthcare is declining to answer questions posed by ABC News, including whether the company has offered to contribute to the reward money for information leading to an arrest. Detectives are optimistic they're closing in, but heading in now to a sixth day of searching, they still do not have an identity of the suspect or anyone in custody.
An amended lawsuit in New York accuses Jay-Z, real name Sean Carter, of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl in 2000 alongside Sean Diddy Combs. Both deny the allegations. Combs is in jail awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. He has pleaded not guilty. Russia's granted political asylum to the ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad, and more of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks continue meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers opposes President-elect Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations. In an interview on WISN-TV's Upfront, Evers said his administration will do everything it can to prevent migrant workers in Wisconsin's ag sector and other industries from being deported. An industrial accident killed a worker in Waukesha Saturday afternoon. An employee of Prolec GE was found unresponsive on top of a transformer, multiple feet in the air. The worker died at the scene. An initial investigation by police found electricity was a contributing source to the death. No foul play is suspected. And if you're going out to get a natural holiday tree this season, be sure you have a way to get it home safely. AAA says you should treat the tree like you're transporting a large appliance. If you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or moving company. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunshine this morning, becoming a little breezier by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-40s with winds southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25 by later today. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit colder with a high of only 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:03 on Monday morning. Here is Smash Mouth All Star on Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop. Coming, fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Go for the moon. the ground running. Did it make sense not to live for fun? Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:10 on Monday. 8:10. It is 8:10 on Monday morning. I can tell how to tell time. Emily, how you doing?
I mean, you could throw in some army time there. Then you can use four digits, Dave, but you don't get to say 8010. That doesn't make any sense. So I don't know what that actually is in army time because I'm not very good at that. It's just 0810, right?
Yeah, it basically,
Not 8010.
Until you get to 1 o'clock, then you get to 1300 hours, so on
That's
and so
right.
forth. So, I was one of those. I'm like, there was Dave's brain fully engaged this morning, you know. I was just thinking about our weather forecast. Today, we're looking at sunny, a high of 46, night mostly cloudy, a low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 29, currently 36 degrees outside. And, you know, it's not bad out there today. If you got stuff to finish up, today's the day to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually not bad at all outside, and the sun is shining. And so no matter what the temperature says, if you're standing in the sun, especially if you're out there moving around outdoors, you're going to feel fine. It's good out there. So I'd say go get some fresh air before the cold snap comes again, because it's December and it will. And I think in your forecast, it does say it's going to get a little bit low this week, right?
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit cooler towards the Wednesday, Thursday time frame. Warm back up over the weekend. Looks like we may have a little slight chance of some rain and snow over the weekend. Still a little too far ahead to get into those models yet. I looked at them a little bit this morning, and there's just nothing one way or another. So I'm going to say we have a chance of precipitation this weekend. Not sure what type it is yet, though.
Well, we will just wait and see until you have a little more information, because I know you don't want to jump too far ahead on that. Because, you don't want to look like you're wrong, you know.
Well, you know, there is that. But so. I just want to make sure we have accurate information. And you know what? We have some pretty cool pets of the week, Emily. Let's talk about those from the Saucony Humane Society. And if you want more information, you can go to sockhumane.org. Emily, what kitten do we have with us today?
So we have Sydney. Sydney is a 5-month-old black and white domestic short hair kitten who is a mix of playfulness and quiet lap time. She enjoys playing with her kennel mate and sister Sienna. Sydney enjoys chasing toy mice and balls across the floor. A tall carpeted scratcher is wonderful to not only get in her scratching and stretching, but is also great to hop on top and perch to watch her sister enjoying lap time. Sydney will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on age-appropriate vaccines before she goes home. And I got to tell you, again, I don't know who the photographer over there at Saucony Humane is, but they take some great animal shots. So, you know, share the wealth, whoever's taking these pictures. You should get yourself out there and do some more pet photography, because Sydney is staring right at the camera, black and white, gorgeous kitten with amber eyes and just a great shot of her. So if you're interested in Sydney and wanting to learn more, please visit them at SaucCountyHumane.org.
And we have MJ, a 1-year-old, medium-sized, mixed breed, possibly an Australian cattle dog, maybe heeler, who was surrendered to the shelter with two other dogs when their family could no longer keep them. MJ is the last one to find her forever home. MJ keeps her kennel clean so she could be house-trained. She loves belly rubs, walks well on a leash, and knows some commands. MJ probably could share home with another dog and children. MJ will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. Again, you can go to sockhumane.org to view these pets. And we know that Giving Tuesday was a success with a total, including a match of approximately $84,000. A big thank you to everyone who donated.
Wow. Oh, that is so wonderful. What a great number to see, like right away on a Monday after that, you know, whirlwind of a shopping extravaganza day to end in Giving Tuesday of giving to the nonprofits. And again, $84,000. Big thank you to all of you that donated. These animals that they've got up there today, I got to say, MJ is really pulling my heartstrings. That's a good photo. And she's beautiful.
I know we both
have special places in our hearts for heelers, and she definitely is one. I know they didn't state that, but you can see it. I know you can.
You can.
But yeah, they just have such lovely, lovely animals there. They clearly care for them and want to find them their forever home. So thank you for all of you who donated for Giving Tuesday. They also over there at Sauk County Humane Society have the Christmas Giving Tree. It's up in their lobby and it's full of tags to be picked. So how it works is each tag has a shelter pet's name on it and a list of items on the back to purchase. So this is fun one for your, like, if you want to bring little kids in, this could be fun for them to get into the spirit of giving. So the tree will remain up through December 31st. You stop in and grab a tag or two. All items either help the staff care for the shelter animals or are special requests from our adoptable animals. So say like Sydney, the kitty I was talking about, really likes the scratching post. Maybe she asked for something like that, you know? So anyhow, it's a way to physically go in, stop in the shelter, have fun doing it, see the tree, and, you know, end up in a situation where you're doing some really nice giving. So go ahead and check them out for that, because they've got a lot going on and they're always working really, really hard to get their animals out to their forever homes.
And on Tuesday, December, the Sauk County Humane Society will be the featured group at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch for their community share night. All tips and 10% of profits will be donated to the shelter. Stop in from 4 to 8 p.m. to support the homeless shelter animals. Bring your family, friends, and come hungry. Get dinner and support a great cause. For more information about the Sauk County Humane Society, the Pets of the Weeks, and how to help them out, go to saukhumane.org.
Oh, I love that. I love when local businesses get involved in, you know, some fundraising like that, because everybody wins. You want to go out and get some pizza and all of a sudden a little bit of your money goes to the shelter and you ate pizza. Like, what a great dinner, right? Like,
it's a win-win.
Like, to go out and support it. I know. And I know that the businesses that do things like that really feel good about getting in and out there to help, you know, raise funds for local nonprofits like this, because it, you know, for them, it brings people in the door too. So again, everyone wins. So definitely check that out. Again, those dates are is it tomorrow then? Or?
Yep, it looks like they said Tuesday, yep, so I'm going to go with tomorrow. Sure. So, yep.
Go with tomorrow, December 10th. Yeah, go on into Pizza Ranch and know that 10% of your profits are going to be go ahead to the Sauk County Humane Society. So that's awesome.
Yes, it is. And the other thing that was awesome, thank you to all of our listeners that texted in this morning. Also, if you did want a Christmas card, I saw someone texted in Christmas card, make sure you send us your name and address and we'll hook you up with that Max FM Christmas card. You have other chances to win in our statewide texting contest today at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Be sure to have that free Civic Media app ready to go. Emily, you're going to be back with me shortly for calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait. Stock up before it's too late.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Break out the hairspray and leg warmers because your 80s costume could be a winner at the Crystal Grand Music Theater Saturday, December 14th. You could win a $500 Crystal Grand gift card at the 80s Costume Contest before a flock of seagulls takes the stage. Enjoy 80s-themed drink specials, grab bags, and see the Ghostbusters and a Prince impersonator at this totally rad event. December 14th at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is always the best seat. Details at crystalgrand.com.
Welcome to the fifth day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Backroad Baraboo Motors technicians are highly trained and certified to work on your vehicle, whether you need preventative maintenance or repair. They perform engine diagnostics and tune-ups to keep your vehicle in great shape. Some of their services include oil changes, brake repair, alternator and battery replacements, fluid replacements, and more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 service certificates for just $25. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all. I could live, but I won't go, though my heart might tell me so. I can't feel a thing from my head down to my toes. But why does it always seem to be me looking at you with you looking at me? It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. Turn
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Genesis, that's all. Dave and Emily with you on Monday morning, 8:23 on December 9th. It's a Monday, and Emily and I are going to talk about calendar days. Emily, what did you see on our list that looks interesting today?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm just going to start up with a super random one. It's National Llama Day. I mean, of course it is. Like, llamas are beautiful. They're really cool animals. And I don't know why we shouldn't celebrate them on December 9th, 2024. So it's National Llama Day, y'all. If you guys know a llama out there, give it an extra hug today. Because, I mean, I actually am a huge fan of llamas and alpacas. There's some really cool, like, parts of their just things about their species that I appreciate. Like, they have to be in pairs or they actually, like, can die of loneliness, like really cool stuff like that. That's not cool at all. I just am saying that I love that they like have that big of a heart. So anyways, National Llama Day, y'all. Enjoy your llama love. And what else do I see here? Oh, this is a big one. National Christmas Card Day. I'm sorry, International Christmas Card Day. In that, just go ahead and use that text app that you can find in your phone or text our regular number at 608-355-9970 and put in your full name and address and you'll receive a Christmas card from yours truly and my lovely co-host Dave. And we are looking goofy and having fun. We want to wish you a happy holidays this year with the Christmas card. So text to receive, full name and address. Happy International Christmas Card Day.
Yes, best day ever. That's how we started the opener out this morning, reminding everyone about that. Today is also Techno Day. Get your dancing shoes on as we celebrate the world's most exhilarating genre of music. And it is National Opal Apples Day. Celebrate Opal Apples, the vivid, bright yellow apples with a crispy bite. It's also Lost and Found Day, so if you've lost something, yeah, you might find it today, or maybe check with your sibling as well. Emily, what else do you see on our list today?
Your sibling. I actually did lose something last week, and I know where it is, so I'm going to go there and go to their Lost and Found. I hope it's there. This is a very serious one. Please be thoughtful. Genocide Prevention Day. There are things going on in the world today that let's just send our healing vibes out there and our vibes of peace out into the world. Raise your voice and join the global community in the fight against genocide. International Day of Veterinary Medicine. Thank you, all of the wonderful vets out there. I have had experiences with veterinarians that are just hands down healers. That is their calling. They are wonderful and they have saved my world with pets. So if you know a vet, if you happen to be going to a veterinarian today for some kind of, you know, help for your animal, then just give them an extra thank you because today is a day to celebrate what they do. It is not easy because their patients cannot tell them what's going on. So it's
Very difficult job, and we're thankful to all of our veterinarians out there because we have a lot of experience with the ones with our prior dog, and it was just, we were there a lot. They knew us on a first-name basis, and they're just so caring, and it's just, it's a difficult job, so thank them. Please thank them. Maybe drop a card off, flowers, chocolate's always good, too. And speaking of food, it's National Pastry Day.
National Pastry Day. Woo-hoo! I mean, why not? It's Monday. Have a pastry. Enjoy your morning. Give yourself a little treat. And these calendar days are so fun because we get to like throw stuff out there like, hey, it's National Pastry Day. And then you can be like, Dave and Emily said it's National Pastry Day. I have to have one.
I have to have one. I can't go through my day without a pastry. So
totally. You can totally blame us. That's so fine.
Yes.
I'm so fine with that. Yep.
It's all of our shenanigans as we move along on the morning show.
Moving along. Got through Monday morning, y'all.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hanging out with some llamas and eating pastries.
There you go. So, Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow. We'll be back at 7:10. We're having another keyword tomorrow morning. So be ready for that. Make sure you get that free Civic Media app downloaded. You have chances to win again today, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And we'll have a new keyword tomorrow. So make sure you tune in and be ready for that. Have those fingers ready. Emily, I hope you have a great rest of your Monday.
Absolutely. You too. I know you got a lot on your plate, Dave. Good luck with everything. And it should be looking good. So enjoy.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you for joining me, Emily. Is more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Coming up next, we'll have a look at sports and weather, and they'll be hanging with Havel on Max FM.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The Bucks end their two-game slide, knocking off Brooklyn 118-113 in New York yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points and 11 rebounds to lead the way. In women's college basketball Sunday, Wisconsin opened Big Ten play with a 66-64 win over Rutgers. Marquette knocked off Illinois State 78-57. Marquette men got 32 from Cam Jones on Saturday, knocking off Wisconsin 88-74. Badger men's hockey team took 4 of 6 from the top-ranked Michigan State over the weekend, winning 4-0 Friday, losing in overtime 3-2 on Saturday. Top-ranked Badger women sweeping Minnesota State. They take a 19-1 record into the holiday break. Both Wisconsin and Marquette advancing to the volleyball Sweet 16. Marquette will face Penn State on Friday. The Badgers take on Texas A&M in Lincoln. The Giants locked up free agent shortstop Willie Adames, agreeing to a 7-year deal worth $182 million. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM.
Sunshine this morning, becoming a little breezier by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-40s with winds southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25 by later today. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit colder with a high of only 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
99.7.
Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman?
It's time for Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, is going to join us in just moments. Quiet weekend for the Green Bay Packers since they did play on Thursday night. Chris and I are going to take a look at the rest of the NFC in just moments. Hanging with Hovel brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It's time for Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season. Chris is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Hovel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. And before we jump in, I do want to mention that this will be the last week for Oakwood Fruit Farm. They have finally run out of products from the summer, or getting very, very close. So it must have been a good crop for them to be open well into December. So make a trip down to Oakwood by the middle of the week. With that being said, Chris, good morning. It was a Packers-free weekend. And did you get to watch a whole lot of football this weekend at the same time?
I did. I hunkered down and watched a lot of football yesterday, and it was fun. It's nice to eat, drink, be merry, and not have to worry or about the Packers' outcome or every single play or taking notes or all of that good stuff. So I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it, just more from a fan perspective, because let's face it, the Packers' situation is fairly established where they're going to be going down the stretch here. And really, I think for the division, the NFC, and then over in the AFC, which you're going to take a peek at as well, Maddie, it's kind of fun to put your head up a little bit and look around the rest of the NFL and not just be so Packers-centric, although that's what draws us in and our listeners love. But, you know, it's nice to take a little look around, see how other teams are doing. And by way of assessing really where your Packers are at and maybe getting a more honest or realistic viewpoint, you know what I mean? Where you see other teams and the struggles, and you get reminded it's not as easy as this, or what looks good and doesn't, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to start with the NFC North, because obviously that's the division where the Packers like to call home. And you know, when you look at the rest of the NFC North, and we saw this a little bit on Thursday night, the Packers are a really good team. Now, I don't know if you got to catch Rich Eisen's comments about the Green Bay Packers after that Detroit game, but Rich Eisen, take it for what it's worth, I know talking heads on TV, he thinks the Packers could be really dangerous going into the playoffs after what he saw from them against Detroit. I thought that was an interesting take, because Packers fans are bemoaning all of the things that went wrong, and yet you've got national pundits who are like, ooh, this could be a really interesting team as a wild card in the playoffs. So what do you think of a comment like that from a guy like Rich Eisen?
Well, first, I respect Rich Eisen. I know Rich to a degree, as much as you can from back in the day and all that good stuff. Sure. So I respect his opinion. What I don't know and can't know is how much he's seen of the Packers intimately this season.
Sure.
Now, if I'm on the outside looking in, just presuming maybe what his viewpoint was going into that, 34-31 loss at the gun, it's unfortunate. On the other hand, 3-point loss at Detroit, what were you really expecting? Now, I was expecting more. And I frankly thought they played better 24-14, got into a nice heated debate with my partner in the afternoons, which makes it fun. You know, it's we can agree to disagree, or even not even really agree to disagree, son of a gun. But I mean, you look at it and debate it. I think you kind of were on board. I mean, come on, when you rush for 89 yards and a half versus completing 3 passes and a half in the first half, how can you say you played better in the game where you had the 3 pass completions? But to Rich Eisen's point, I think everything is spot on, because now the Packers, there's a lot of work to be done between now and where they need to get to be. But I can't know how close they are. If this is just on the cusp, but LaFleur is kicking himself, or you know, really some bad decisions and all. But I would agree with Rich that I didn't come out as excited about it or as enthused as my afternoon partner Marcus ever saw, and or even Rich Eisen. But that doesn't mean neither of those guys are off.
They're a good team. We're not saying they're not a good team, but if you're going to compete with teams like Detroit going into the playoffs, there's a lot of work to do. You said it yourself. You just said it. We said it on Friday when we talked as well after the game. Now, here's, I don't want to get into too much of that game because we rehashed that. But I did watch a few of the highlights or lowlights, depending on how you feel about how things went in Detroit on Thursday night. Eric Stokes, great guy. My take is he has nowhere, he should not be on the field anymore. And that's a shame because I like Eric Stokes as a player. I thought his rookie year, he had a lot of potential. But when you watch back what happened on the field with him in coverage, the injuries have taken their toll. He is not the same player that he used to be. I would much rather see Robert Rochell or even Ballantyne when he's healthy out on the field taking those snaps in place of Eric Stokes. And again, I don't say that lightly because I was all on board with Eric Stokes, but the injuries just have not been kind to not only his speed, but his ability to be able to cut and maneuver on the field. It was pretty obvious in that game if you go back and watch it.
You know, as a rookie, he was playing really fast and loose.
Yeah,
and
he's
even
not
when he
now.
Made mistakes, he did it at 100%, 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And now that's just a hesitation. But in fairness to him, when you're so consumed by trying to get your body right, it's hard to have your mind right. And that's maybe an excuse, but I would say he's worth one more year beyond this year, depending on contract and price and all that. But in terms of being able to put a guy on the field right now and expect to hold up against a playoff caliber quarterback and opponent, he's going to give you a 115 passer rating against and a whole lot of problems for your defense. Corey Ballantyne, I cannot wait. And I didn't think I'd ever really say this.
Right?
But you know what? He gives you a dimension of physicality that Stokes doesn't bring. He tackles much, much more ferociously than Stokes ever will or did or all of that. And, you know, for his shortcomings in terms of straight line, flat out speed and recovery, he'd be a high pick. I mean, he wouldn't be where he is if he had those other measurables. You can't have everything. But what he does, he's a tough nut. And if the coach just jams somebody at the line or jams somebody on a punt, he does it. He does his job to that degree, and that's, I think, what you can hope for from a guy. They've won playoff games with Corey Ballantyne starting at corner.
Agreed. And I feel like right now for where Jeff Hafley, or at least where I think Jeff Hafley wants to take this defense, I feel like Ballantyne or even a Robert Rochell would be much better in that role. That's just my personal take.
You can't lose the guy. You know what? If you're Hafley, you're fearful of that. Where with you, for you and me, I mean, lose the guy, I'd lose him on the bench. Easy to say, but you know, with injuries and such, it can change. It's not like Well, it is kind of like even in the real world, you got to work with your employees.
Yes.
They got to get better because you can't fire everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you hired them for a reason. You got to hang with them for better or worse. And then until it's time to cut ties. So.
And I know all fans would love it if their team was Madden ready, right? Or fantasy football ready, but you're going to have a guy at every position or guys at every position that you're going to have to accept or just average in the league. You just hope that the guys around them stay healthy and can kind of elevate them so they don't have to be the main guy. And I think that's what you're seeing at the cornerback position right now for the Green Bay Packers. With injuries to Jair, Ballantyne early on, I mean, it became kind of a rotating door. And unfortunately, you're kind of left with the average or less than average guys back there. However, when they're able to play the position because some of those guys come back, then they look like a world, like a winner out there, right? Like they look like they're the best one to ever play that position because then they're in a little bit better spot for what their capabilities are. And you got a little help out on the field as well. Right now, they're just kind of on an island by themselves, hoping to make some magic until the guys who, you know, are the starters get back from injury. So that's kind of where they are with the cornerback position right now. The other thing that I do want to pick on, because he's been playing so well, so it's hard for me to say this. Actually, it's not, especially when you watch the tape. Josh Myers, Good grief, man. What were you doing out there on Thursday night? There was a reason why the O-line looked so bad. And if you go back and you watch the tape, it's because Josh Myers did absolutely nothing out there. I would say that there's a good chance, and I think you'll probably agree, that Josh Myers will not be the center for the Green Bay Packers next year. There's been too much inconsistency. You get
Josh Myers, Jair Alexander, but Myers would head the list. And you texted me. I was floored. He had a zero rating from Pro Football Focus, which I know it's not the be-all, end-all, but it's a gauge. I didn't know that was possible, like you said in your text, Maddie, the other day. A zero he graded out?
0.0 for that
game.
Sounds
like because they don't go sub-zero is the only reason he didn't.
I had no idea that anybody could actually rate zero at Pro Football Focus. And you're right. It's not the end all be all, but it is a really gives you a really good idea of how things went on the field. And if your center, the guy who's right in front of your quarterback, is supposed to be protecting him, there's a reason why defenders were in Jordan Love's lap before he even had his head up from getting the ball. And it's because your center graded out at zero in that game. There's too much inconsistency, and he strings together a few good games, which he had, and then all of a sudden he has a game like that. And I just, if you're going to be a true Super Bowl contending team and you're going to have all these hopes and aspirations every year, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to fix that position, right?
And that's another position that sets a tone of physicality. We talk about Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft, but your center down the field, getting to the second level, just really being a beast in the middle, like Jason Kelce was for so many years. Now to try to get another guy like that, good luck. But your point is well taken, because without that element, and here's the thing with him, you would think against a cast of characters who are nobodies, Josh Myers would excel, but it would appear that he is such a process player, maybe, where he needs to study the film, and he'd tell you, I'd rather have DJ Reader than Jerry O'Connell. Jerry O'Connell a child actor?
Yes, he was. Anyway, yes, he was. He's married to a former supermodel now, but not the same guy, but yes.
Right. But I mean, you know, it's like he had no clue on how to block these guys. Or the other possibility, they were asking him to do way the heck too much.
Yeah.
And his head was spinning a little bit, and they didn't know whether to pass block, run block. And what they did do, they were not aggressive. And you talk about firing off the football. And like, the false starts, you hate it. But you know what? They're really getting into that defensive line and redrawing the line of scrimmage. Well, they were the counterpunchers last Thursday night, I thought.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packer counterpunchers. And they got to get away from the head coach on down, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, too. When it comes to Josh Myers, they have stuck with him through thick and thin, right? We've heard Adam Stenovich even talk about how well he's playing over the last few years when the eye test never really showed it. He has been better the last few weeks. And for continuity's sake, I think they stick with Josh Myers over the next few weeks. You got to think, though, if you get into a playoff scenario where he's grading out at 0.0 again, do you make changes to the line? I mean, this is your one chance. Right, you get into playoffs, it's win and go on or lose and go home. And if you really truly think that you have a Super Bowl caliber team, I mean, there's plenty of guys on that line who can also play center, not just Josh Myers. They've doubly trained these guys. Some of them did play center in previous lives, and so you got to think that maybe in the back of LaFleur's mind, he's going, okay, let's give this another shot, but we know that we have some alternatives at the same time. For continuity's sake, I don't think you do it. But boy, oh boy, if he continues to grade out where he did or even in the same vicinity, I mean, at this point, I'd take a 1 over a 0.0.
Well, here's the thing with what you're talking about. I think it's really a great a point in terms of team building or how you view things, because what you said to open, okay, 34-31, and Rich Eisen and my buddy Marcus and people are kind of encouraged despite the loss, and they know they need to get better. They're not stupid either. But at the same time, you go, boy, if only Josh Myers would give us more. 34-31 becomes 38-34.
Yes.
Well, if is a capital I and a capital F in that case, because you can play that game for week after week after week.
Right.
And you're going, well, okay, if only he gave us more, we could do this and this. Well, they're going to have to live with him the rest of the way, and that's going to be the way it is this season, ride it out. So coach him up, give him stuff he can handle, figure out why he's struggling a little bit lately, and then you move on, Maddie. But you're right to point out the flaws with him. You're right to point out that they have to move on from him, but now is just not the time because of the circumstance.
He just, you know, and maybe the Packers were spoiled because we've had some really great centers over the years that we've got to watch play the game of football. And you take over from a guy like Corey Linsley, who has since retired from the league because of injury and because of age. But at the same time, you get a little spoiled when you go from a Corey Linsley type to Josh Myers, who's been completely inconsistent throughout his tenure with Green Bay. So I think there's a little bit of privilege that goes with being a Green Bay Packers fan and watching good O-line play over the years as well.
You know, with Jordan Morgan's draft pick, because he was a tackle, but they thought guard too, and I'm not really sure still what they thought with him. Had there been, I think, a guy that they thought, Creed Humphrey, fit the bill of a center with that pick, I'm not so sure they wouldn't have taken a center. Now, they like Jacob Monk, and we don't know what he can become yet.
Sure.
So we have to be a little bit patient with that too. But at the same time, Monk better figure it out, and he better be impressing in practice this whole time, because if not, you're right, they're almost obliged. I mean, third round, probably fourth, the latest, you're going to have to go get a center. But
yeah, absolutely. And we'll get to watch that in real time as we're sitting there, because in Green Bay, it's going to be amazing this year at the draft. So let's talk a little bit about the NFC North. Obviously, the Packers in Detroit's got to sit this one out and get a little rest and relaxation in yesterday. The Bears, they played exactly like the Bears you expected them to play. I that might have been one of the worst games against the 49ers that I've seen the Bears play, keeping them in the bottom of the NFC North. And they lose again. What was this, their seventh straight loss, I believe?
Seventh
I heard.
Straight loss for the Bears. What did the final score end up being? I was updating.
I think it was 38 to 14, 13, something. It was pretty brutal. I kind of tuned out at some point. That is a team that has gone through a lot over the last few weeks. I mean, you look at a young quarterback like Caleb Williams, who came out of college with so much potential. And yes, Bears fans, I can admit it. I'm not too proud to admit that Caleb Williams has a lot of potential, but the Bears are doing what the Bears have done to quarterbacks throughout the test of time, right? You start out with one coach and one coordinator. You already are on to your second coordinator with him. You've got an interim head coach already. I mean, it is what they do. And this has been a pattern for them over the course of the last few years, honestly. And so you hope for Caleb Williams' sake and for Bears fans' sake and for the rivalry, which we all love. I mean, the winning is fun for Packers fans, but the rivalry is great. You got to hope that at some point the Bears can figure this out, because I think there's too much talent on that team to see it go to waste with mismanagement once again.
Well, I'm looking at Caleb Williams' numbers from yesterday. 17 of 23 for a buck 34, which is just non-existent offense. Throwing down the field. Two touchdowns and no picks, though. So he had 116.9 passer rating, which is really, really good, obviously. But seven sacks, and I would say at least half of those were his own fault. If
you know,
they're not
he tries
all
to
on
move
the
around.
Offensive line. He didn't know where to throw it. He didn't know when to bail out of the pocket, and he looked a little flinchy, a little nervous in the pocket, little happy feet. And the Niners, with even a depleted pass rush, were able to make his life absolutely miserable, despite the numbers, which you go, huh, not all that bad, but no run game whatsoever. That's the other part of the Bears. If you're going to try to pride yourself on your defense and do that, 21 for 68 isn't going to cut it against anybody. So, and by the way, I thought their defense looked shabby and spent.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is a team that is, you feel like they're on their last gasp. It feels like they're just trying to get to the end of the season, because it has been an uphill battle internally for them. And anytime you're dealing with that kind of stuff, we've all been there in our jobs, right? Anytime you're dealing with that type of internal stuff, it starts taking a toll on your actual performance. And I think that's what you're starting to see with the Bears now. I don't care who you bring in there at this point in time. I think it's just going to be them trudging to the finish line from here on out. They might have their moments here and there. I mean, you know, that happens, but I just feel like they're going to be trudging to the finish line at this point. The Vikings, I had such high hopes Chris, going into that one, Kirk Cousins looked good there for a few minutes, and then you got to the end of the fourth quarter, and that game got out of hand really, really quickly.
It did. You know, the takeaway for me here, Sam Darnold, 22 out of 28, 347, five touchdowns to no picks, and I don't care who you are and when you do it, a five touchdown to no pick game is rare.
Yeah.
And for Darnold to be able to do that, 157.9 passer rating, it's as close as perfect as you get, 158.3. But the symmetry, Jordan Addison, eight catches for 133 and three touchdowns. Jefferson, seven for 132 and two touchdowns. And the 52-yarder to Justin Jefferson, Sam Darnold eluded the pass rush. He looked like a big-time quarterback.
Yes, he
did. And a little burly, kind of, and he uncorked it, kept his eyes downfield. And I got to tell you, the Packers, based on what I saw yesterday, the Packers, two home games you like, the Saints and the Bears, the two road games.
Yep.
The Vikings
are going to be rough.
Putting up 42 against a team very similar to Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Seattle, who had their way with Arizona at Arizona, and you cannot just dismiss the Seahawks either, especially a Sunday night out there, 12th man and all of that. You know, the Packers have their work cut out beginning this Sunday night.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
Starting this week, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, when they come back, they need to be on point and getting after it, or they're going to – they'll get to the playoffs, but really, like people say, almost like it's magical. Well, maybe they'll get hot in the playoffs. Trust me, if you're tepid in December, going nowhere, there's no reason to think you're going to get hot all of a sudden.
And let's
hot
move
happens
to
for reasons, you know.
Yeah, and let's move to the NFC West, because you speak of a team getting hot at the right time and getting players back. It's the Packers' next opponent, the Seahawks. I mean, they're bringing guys back who are making huge differences on the defense, who have been a little dormant or been on IR, and all of a sudden they're waking up, and you've got a team that's kind of rolling right now and looks pretty darn good. Now, Geno Smith, I still think Geno Smith is Geno Smith. I mean, we've seen what he can do in the league. I think this offense is much friendlier to his skill set, but I still think he's Geno Smith. And I think with some pressure, you're still going to get him to make his mistakes. And we'll get into more of that on Friday. But at the same time, you talk about a team getting hot at the right time, and I feel like it could be the Seattle Seahawks right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I know we'll again talk about it more Friday, but 31 carries for 176 rushing yards.
Yeah.
And then Geno Smith only had six incompletions. He had a kind of a Jared Goff sort of day with 110 passer rating. And Jackson Smith and Jigba's figuring it out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
DK Metcalf is still DK Metcalf.
And they don't even have their good – they didn't even have their number one running back. He was still out, and he is expected to be back for the Packers game on Sunday. So
– yeah, they went with Zach Charbonnet. I don't know if he's French, but boy, oh boy, it was
So – and there's
for that guy.
Yeah, so they're going to have a full complementary of healthy players, and it's going to be interesting. Mostly, too, because the Packers' backfield is a little decimated. I don't know if you've heard the full status of Javon Bullard at this point. We do know that on Friday after that game, though, Thursday night after the game, he was seen on crutches and then had to have scans on Friday. And I haven't heard or seen a local reporter, with much information on what those scans showed. So they're a little decimated. We don't know if Jair Alexander is going to be back, simply because that PCL tear is, still giving him problems. Edrian Cooper's missed multiple games. And, you know, when you're going into Seattle with a running back crew like what they have once again, you got to think you'd want a guy with a little speed who can hit hard and maybe get to the point of contact a little faster than a McDuffie or an Eric Wilson. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
Well, yeah, you know a lot, and I'll tell you what, Geno Smith can beat you if you give him half a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, he is an A1 professional quarterback who knows what he's about, and that could happen. Not saying it will, but now with Bullard's injury, what you just have to try to avoid at all costs is kicking Keyshawn Nixon back into the slot.
Yes.
So however that happens, and I think in order for that even to be a possibility of not happening, Evan Williams is the guy that's got to stay healthy now. You get something from Zane Anderson a little bit, but I don't want to see him on the field all the time unless it's special teams. And
that's going to be an interesting one.
Because
Williams went out with the concussion.
You might start seeing Jair maybe match up. I think they're pointing towards him coming back this week against Seattle.
I would hope so. I hope so. I hope he's healthy.
Think that's the feel, right? And then the question to your point about the injury, the MCL, is it?
The PCL, yeah.
Or the PCL. There's no, you know, hopefully knock on wood that once he's back, he's back.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, he tried it once. That's what happened in the Bears game. He'd had those 10 plays. Something popped again. And sure enough, he re-aggravated the injury. So it was just best to shut him down for a while. I mean, that's the thing, too.
He's got to be full go when he comes back. And I say, you know, I might go, say, play Jackson Smith and Jigba one-on-one and more man. And, you know, I don't know what you do at the slot position, but
you know,
but again,
here's
go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, I know Jair gets kind of a bad rap, and you and I both think based off of his availability, he's probably not going to be with the Packers last year. However, I will say this for fans who think that he's just sitting out games. Jair is a physical player who is fast, and fast guy injuries happen, especially the physical injuries. Jair Alexander is not sitting out because he just doesn't want to play. He's sitting out because he's injured. But with that being said, availability is your best resource as a player, and that has not been the case for Jair, which is why you and I are under the impression that he probably won't be a Packer next year. However, for anybody who thinks he's sitting out just because he doesn't want to play, that is not the case.
The only reason he's not playing is because he's injured. And a big part of the reason he's injured is because sometimes he's his own worst enemy.
Yes, he is.
He's got to know when to take a little better care of himself. I mean, it's not like he's an unwilling tackler. The thing is,
right,
he forgets how big he is sometimes or how small, depending on how you want to look at it.
Right, depending on who he's going up against. And let's face it, Jair's been in the league for a while. He's not that 20-year-old kid who came out of college. I mean, he's a little bit older now as far as players go, especially at that position. There's a little bit more care that you have to do. And I mean, you know, but for anybody who thinks he's just not playing because he doesn't want to, that's nonsense. That's just nonsense. He is actually injured when they have him out. And the Packers doctors, as we all know, are very conservative with bringing guys back. When they bring them back, they want it for the long term, not a game here, part of a game there, that kind of thing. They want to make sure they're 100% healthy. So that's nonsense if you think he's just not playing. Now, one of the games that I also thought was interesting.